Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, August 12, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. President Biden claims inflation has disappeared. Republicans want answers from the FBI over the raid on Donald Trump's house. Texas sending more migrants to New York City. A survey ranks the rudest states in the country. Also ahead, update listeners, sound off, but first, President Biden now claims America's inflation rate has fallen to zero, said Mr. Biden during a signing ceremony at the White House, quote, today we received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July, 0%. That means the price of some things went up, the price of other things went down by the same amount. The result, zero inflation, unquote. Well, the actual rate of inflation in this country is 8.5%, the highest in four decades. Mr. Biden was referring to the overall growth of inflation in July, but he could not articulate that. Republicans in Congress demanding answers from the Department of Justice over the FBI's raid on Donald Trump. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy vowing to impose oversight on the Justice Department if Republicans win in November, which they might. Said McCarthy, quote, the Department of Justice has reached an intolerable state of weaponization. When Republicans take back the House, we'll conduct immediate oversight of their department, follow the facts, and leave no stone unturned, unquote. Texas Governor Abbott sending more undocumented migrants to New York City. At least six buses arrived this week, each carrying 60 illegal immigrants who had to sign a paper saying they wanted to go to New York. Now, Big Apple Mayor Eric Adams is furious and threatening to send New Yorkers down to the Lone Star State to campaign against Abbott. In total, 8,000 Central Americans have been bussed out of Texas after being apprehended in that state. A new poll published by YouGov ranks the rudest states in the nation. Places are judged by politeness, courtesy towards strangers, willingness to help others. The worst states can be found in the Northeast. New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Rhode Island are all mean. The friendliest people in the USA live in the Dakotas, Montana, Vermont, and number one, Hawaii. Mahalo. In a moment, update listeners have their say. Coming right back.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this each Friday. If you would like to reach me, it's easy. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. Name and town if you wish to opine. Let us go to Joshua in Independence, Kentucky, and we hope the state of Kentucky is recovering from the terrible floods there. Joshua says, I question your statement, O'Reilly, that not all FBI agents are bad. The raid taking place at Donald Trump's home, there were a lot of local FBI agents performing that raid, and they went right along with what seems to be a political hit job. Joshua, the problem with the FBI is on the 17th floor of FBI headquarters in Washington, D.C. The agents themselves are taking orders. They have to do what they are told to do, or they can't work as agents. It's like the military. You can't question orders. Most FBI agents are honest and excellent at what they do. Janet, who is in Rapid City, South Dakota. The FBI hierarchy is complicit with this criminal administration. We have a rogue Federal Bureau of Investigation that needs to be roped in. Well, it's not going to be roped in under the Democrats. But, as I said, if the Republicans win the midterms, the FBI is in trouble. I don't think Christopher Wray, the director, is there for much longer anyway. Michael Wheeling, West Virginia, why did the FBI have an informant at Mar-a-Lago? It did not have an informant, Michael. This is why you need to watch and listen to the No Spin News. There allegedly, and I don't know this to be true, was a whistleblower. That is not an informant. Someone who says he or she saw Donald Trump handle classified information at Mar-a-Lago. So the FBI took that in an affidavit, got a warrant, and went in. But again, we don't know if that's true. We haven't seen a warrant. Bruce in Zion Crossroads, Virginia. Bill, you have to give President Biden credit. Richard Nixon had to hire his own henchmen. Biden gets the FBI to do his work at taxpayer expense. It's not Biden. I don't even think Biden knows what's going on. It's his people inside the White House working with the Attorney General Merrick Garland. Terrence, Topeka, Kansas. How much taxpayer money do you think has been spent by the Democrats trying to destroy Donald Trump? Russian collusion, Mueller probe, impeachments 1 and 2, and now this raid. It's got to be hundreds of millions of dollars in federal money spent trying to destroy Donald Trump, Terrence. Excellent question that you are posing. It is an abuse of power. There's no doubt about it. And I hope if this Trump raid is bogus, and remember, we don't know if Donald Trump violated any laws. We don't know that yet. But if it's bogus, I think Christopher Wray, head of the FBI, the Attorney General of the United States, and some White House advisors may have to be charged criminally. And that's what I think. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this day in 1990, fossil hunter Susan Hendrickson found three huge bones near a small cliff in Faith, South Dakota. They were part of the largest dinosaur skeleton ever discovered, a 65-million-year-old Tyrannosaurus rex, later named Sue. Here is the story of Sue the T-Rex. Hendrickson's discovery sparked a year-long legal battle with the federal government. The U.S. Attorney's Office claimed Sue's bones had been found on federal land and were therefore government property. It was later determined the site was actually owned by a member of the Cheyenne Indian tribe in South Dakota. In October 1997, a foundation in Illinois purchased the T-Rex at public auction in New York City for $8 million. Most of the financing came from the McDonald's and Disney corporations. Today, folks can visit Sue at the Field Museum in Chicago. Her skeleton is still studied by scientists to determine how dinosaurs lived and also how they died. From the dawn of their existence, the animals took on a huge variety of forms. some the size of chickens, others bigger than a modern bowling alley. Then, roughly 65 million years ago, they vanished. Researchers at Harvard University published a paper in 2021 claiming dinosaurs were wiped out by a massive comet from the edges of the solar system. According to Harvard, Jupiter, the planet, its gravity dragged a passing asteroid into orbit with Earth. The massive space rock about the size of Manhattan then smashed into Central America, traveling 65,000 miles per hour. Whoa! Goodbye, dinosaurs, as the climate on Earth changed drastically. Within 100 years, 75% of all species on the planet went extinct. And here's something else you might not know. People around the world are still finding dinosaur bones, fossils. Scientists in England recently discovered a new species. The creature was officially dubbed the horned crocodile-faced hell Huron. Tough to get that on a business card. Now this. Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry. Be warranty. 20% off plans. You can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.